USA Radio News.
Former FBI Director James Comey rips lawmakers who brought him up to Capitol Hill to testify before two committees.
So another day of Hillary Clinton's emails and the Steele dossier. This while the President of the United States is lying about the FBI, attacking the FBI, and attacking the rule of law in this country. How does that make any sense at all?
The search continues for Colorado mother Kelsey Barrett, who went missing on Thanksgiving Day. Her fiancé was the last person to see her. He's been cooperating with the police. Cheryl Barrett is holding out hope that her daughter is found.
I still know somebody knows where she's at. Somebody has seen her. We just need to get her face out there, and people need to be able to recognize her.
The NASDAQ, S&P, and Dow all lost today, with the NASDAQ falling 508 points to 23,593. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my long-time affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
House conservatives are standing behind President Trump regarding a possible government shutdown should there not be $5 billion in a new funding bill for the border wall. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan was asked if leadership is behind the funding.
I talked to Steve Scalise last week. I know that he is. I didn't get a chance to talk to Kevin or Paul, but I know that Steve is. I think they are.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. One of the world's most famous dictionaries has announced the word of the year, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
And that top word of the year is justice. It was a top search, up 74% over 2017, according to Merriam-Webster, which points out that many of the national debates over the past year have revolved around justice, from racial justice to social justice, criminal justice, and economic justice. There were also many stories involving the word, including the contentious nomination process of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
According to a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, 33% of Americans say they believe the economy is going to get worse in 2019. Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander says he's not running for re-election in 2020. Taylor Swift and her security team used facial recognition software to try to identify the singer's stalkers. A kiosk was set up where fans could view clips of Swift rehearsing. While they watched the clips, images of their faces were sent to a command post. Kirk Knudsen's known as the Cyber Guy. You can check him out at cyberguy.com. He joins Fox News and says there's all sorts of technology like this being used more than you think.
The number of cameras on any average city block in the urban center, you would be shocked at how many times you're captured.
Knudsen also has one big question regarding those images.
Fine. She did this. We went as a concert goer. It kind of feels creepy to know you might have been there and your image was captured. But then you think, all right, she needs that for her safety. But then what happens to the information? So that data is now in Nashville, or is it somewhere else? Or did they sell it?
It's not gotten back to us.
Right. So we don't have information about that, and we have no idea as to how that might be, in fact, handled with regard to what that information, what happens to the information once they have it, and do they legally have the right to then repurpose the information, and would they?
In Monday Night Football action, the Carolina Panthers host the New Orleans Saints. Kickoff is set for 8:15 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.